Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of the marketing world's most compelling stories and strategic shifts. Whether you're on your commute or just grabbing a coffee, we're here to keep you sharp and in the know. Let's dive into the five stories that stood out in the last 24 hours. First up, a deeply human moment from the world of broadcast journalism. Savannah Guthrie made her return to NBC News Today Show after a two-month absence, following her mother's disappearance. According to Adweek, Guthrie was welcomed back by her co-anchor Craig Melvin and the rest of the team, with fans braving the chilly morning to greet her, some even sporting welcome back signs and t-shirts. This marks Guthrie's first live appearance since January 30, just before her mother Nancy's abduction became public. During her absence, Hoda KOTB filled in, but Guthrie's emotional return was more than just a homecoming. It was a testament to resilience in the face of uncertainty. In a candid interview with KOTB, Guthrie admitted, "When times are hard, you want to be with your family. And I want to be with my family," referencing her NBC colleagues. She also shared how faith is helping her cope, saying, "God is how I am holding hands with my mom." The search for her mother continues, but Guthrie's return is a reminder of how personal stories can deeply resonate with audiences and shape the narratives of even the most established brands. Switching gears to the world of e-commerce and retail innovation, Aldi has made a strategic pivot in its US digital operations. As reported by Modern Retail, Aldi has partnered with Instacart to power its new website and app, abandoning its in-house development efforts. The new platform, built on Instacart's Storefront Pro, delivers enhanced product recommendations, expanded meal planning support, and a more seamless shopping experience, all while preserving Aldi's brand identity. Instacart, which already handled Aldi's same-day delivery since 2017, now becomes the grocer's exclusive digital fulfillment partner. Ryan Hamburger, Instacart's VP of Commercial Partnerships, highlighted that Storefront Pro leverages Instacart's vast grocery data, 1.5 billion orders to date, enabling features like smart product replacements and loyalty program integration. For Aldi, this partnership means faster innovation and a digital experience that can keep pace with consumer expectations, especially as online grocery sales continue to soar. The move reflects a broader trend. Retailers, even large ones, increasingly recognize that building and maintaining cutting-edge digital infrastructure in-house is often less efficient than partnering with specialized tech providers. In another fascinating tech development, Ozone, a digital advertising publisher alliance, has launched a platform designed to simulate how publisher content appears in AI-generated answers, like those from ChatGPT. Digiday reports that this experimentation platform, part of Ozone's new R&D labs, gives publishers a sandbox to see how their articles are processed, cited, and surfaced by large language models, LLMs. The aim is to help publishers optimize their content structure for better visibility in AI-generated summaries and to set guardrails for future licensing agreements. Eight publishers, including major names like The Wall Street Journal, New York Post, BBC, US, and CNN, have opted in. The tool doesn't analyze real AI outputs directly but simulates the likely results, helping publishers tweak their editorial and SEO strategies. However, there's some skepticism. Publishers note that click-through rates from AI search tools remain low, around 0.3%, so investment in AI optimization is still cautious. Still, Ozone's initiative signals the growing importance of understanding and influencing how content is used in the AI ecosystem, a space that's becoming increasingly relevant for both publishers and marketers. Now, let's talk about a bold move in the personal care market. Dollar Shave Club, known for its irreverent marketing and focus on men's grooming since its 2011 launch, is finally rolling out products specifically for women. According to Adweek, the company decided to act after discovering that about 30% of its customers are women, with half of them using men's razors for their perceived efficiency. CEO Larry Bodner acknowledged that women often believe men's razors are superior, and, as he put it, part of that is actually true. The new women's line is intentionally designed to break away from what Bodner called the pink pastel garbage that dominates the category. This move is not just a product launch. It's a direct challenge to the gendered marketing that has long characterized the shaving industry, and a play for authenticity and performance over superficial design differences. Finally, in a surprising rebrand, Ashley Madison, the infamous dating site once synonymous with extramarital affairs, is pivoting away from its roots in infidelity. As reported by Adweek, the platform is now targeting single women who are disillusioned with mainstream dating apps, emphasizing discretion and privacy. You might recall the 2015 data breach that exposed the identities of 37 million users, leading to lawsuits and even alleged suicides. Since then, Ashley Madison has tried to reinvent itself. Its latest tagline, "Where desire meets discretion," replaces the notorious "Life is short." The rebrand is a calculated attempt to shed its scandalous past and tap into a market of single women seeking safer, more private online dating experiences. It's a reminder that even brands with the most controversial histories can attempt a turnaround by listening to evolving consumer needs and societal norms. That's a wrap for today's brief. From personal resilience in the public eye to strategic pivots in tech and brand reinvention, today's stories remind us that the marketing landscape is always evolving, and that the most successful brands are the ones willing to adapt, innovate, and sometimes, completely redefine themselves. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back tomorrow with more stories to keep you ahead of the curve.